This is Daguerreau's Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. This is flyer number 581, entitled Masculist Lessons for the You're Fucking Scum Feminist. Description. Cassie J's movie, The Red Pill, shows a young feminazi screaming at a young guy. Quote, You're fucking scum! This flyer shows that her monoconscious feminist beliefs will cause her to suffer in life, since she will be unable to keep a boyfriend when most men become masculisted, made bi-conscious. Who will not tolerate her monoconscious feminazi bitchiness and dump her in disgust. So it's very much in this young woman's self-interest to become bi-conscious by learning some masculist ideas that she can become capable of holding on to a boyfriend to get the sex and intimacy that she craves. Now the flyer itself. Masculist lessons for the You're Fucking Scum Feminist by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. Email profhugodaguerreau@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreau.wordpress.com. There was a second incident in Cassie J's movie The Red Pill that struck me. In 2012, Warren Farrell, author of The Myth of Male Power, was speaking on men's issues at the University of Toronto, Canada. A bunch of feminists and male feminists turned up to protest, calling Farrell a rape apologist. Jay filmed a young woman, I assume a university student, screaming at a guy who wanted to hear Farrell and was trying to enter the auditorium. She was screaming at him saying, quote, You're fucking scum! Over and over. He must have had the patience of a saint in not spitting in her face for being such a totally obnoxious feminazi bitch. You can judge for yourself by watching the movie, whose free link is, and then you'll have to go to the flyer itself to click on the link. You can see her at the 21 minute 40 second mark, where she harangues the poor guy for half a minute until he just quietly walks away into the auditorium. The behaviour of this woman got me thinking as a masculist, because it's obvious to me, as a long-standing masculist who has written and filmed nearly 600 masculist flyers, that this woman has real lessons to be learned from the masculists that would be very much in her self-interest to absorb. This flyer spells out just what those lessons are. But first, a bit of background. 99.5% of women are heterosexual. They are dependent on men for their sex. So even the most rabid of feminazis usually has a boyfriend who penises her and gives her orgasms. Obviously, if there's a relationship between the two of them, and not just a stream of one-night stands on her part, then he would need to be a male feminist. Otherwise, there would be too great an incompatibility in their gender political beliefs for a relationship to survive. As I write this, it's a decade later, in 2022, from the above incident. And in that period, the men's movement has grown and grown. For example, the MRM, men's rights movement, MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, that's men going their own way, masculism, which is men's radicals, etc. So let us assume that you're a fucking scum feminist has a boyfriend who is now exposed as a man to the ideas of the men's movement, and particularly to the ideas of the more radical of the men's libbers, that is, the masculists, and learns that in reality, women oppress men far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. This young woman was screaming about Farrell being a rape apologist. Yet to masculists, even rape, which is one of the worst ways that men oppress women, is seen as rather small beer compared to the big three ways that women oppress men, and for decades, namely women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, and other major gender crimes that women commit against men. Let us assume that her boyfriend really gets into masculist ideas and becomes bi-conscious, that is, he has both his feminist and his masculist consciousnesses raised so that he has a basis for comparison. He can compare how men oppress women with how women oppress men, and can see that women's oppression of men is far worse, lasting decades. So he starts thinking that the rabid feminazi opinions of his girlfriend are rather hypocritical, given that women oppress men far worse. So he will be motivated to correct her, to educate her into masculine thinking, but assume that she has been so brainwashed by feminist ideas all her young life that she is incapable of adapting, that is, becoming bi-conscious herself, and starts having real doubts about her boyfriend, who, in her mind, appears to be moving towards the side of the enemy. So the relationship starts to sour. He sees her increasingly as a monoconscious feminazi bigot, in brackets, or an MFB, as the masculists say, and she sees him as a traitor to the feminist cause. He becomes increasingly disgusted with her monoconscious bigotry and eventually walks out on her, so she is now boyfriendless. Over the next few years, she tries to find a new boyfriend, but the same story happens. The men she tries to have a relationship with, so that she doesn't have to rely on one-night stands that are so shallow to her, are increasingly influenced by masculist ideas, and these men do not like her monoconscious feminazi values and quickly learn to dump her. Her inability to empathize with the suffering of men at the hands of gender criminal women who commit the big three gender crimes against men, brackets, manslavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc., disgusts these potential boyfriends who leave her in the dust, who prefer to have relationships with women who are much more bi-conscious and hence a lot nicer to be with. These men greatly prefer to have relationships with bi-conscious feminists, since these women have had their monoconscious feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by their bi-conscious anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, so are much less feminazi bitchy, unlike the woman we are talking about. So as a result, this woman suffers. She is hetero, so depends on a man's penis, and likes to be eroticized by a man, but consistently fails to keep a man due to her monoconscious feminazi beliefs. Let us say that this young woman has a best friend who initially had similar monoconscious feminist views, who also had a boyfriend, but this second woman, the best friend, was a bit brighter and more open-minded in her personality, whose boyfriend became influenced by masculist ideas and learned how women oppress men greatly with their major gender crimes against men that last decades. Let us assume that this boyfriend was rather patient and had a high EQ, that's emotional quotient, and bit by bit fed masculist ideas to his girlfriend and taught her to become bi-conscious, to the point that she no longer felt the rage at men she learned from her monoconscious feminism, because now she could see both sides of the gender political story, the feminist side and the masculist side. This loss of feminazi anger softened her and made her a lot nicer for her boyfriend, so the quality of the relationship between them increased, deepened, and became both emotionally and physically a lot more intimate. The first young woman then asked her best friend how her relationship was going with her boyfriend, which gave the best friend the opportunity to explain to her friend that over the past few months she had been bi-conscioused, that is made by conscious. She had been taught by her biconscious boyfriend how women oppress men, and that had caused her to lose her feminazi bitchiness and anger at men, which she said would have been rather hypocritical if she had kept that anger, given that women oppress men worse. What really impressed the first young woman was the statement from her best friend that, quote, "Becoming biconscious made our relationship much deeper, a lot more intimate, since I lost my monoconscious bitchiness and anger at men, which made me a lot nicer to my boyfriend," end quote. This statement really pressed a button with the first young woman, since she had been trying for 2 years to find a good boyfriend, but they had all shied away from her monoconscious bigotry and rejected her. But now that her best friend was biconscious and was obviously benefiting, that really made an impact on her, so she started grilling her best friend on what she had learned. 3 months later, and freshly biconscious, the first young woman now has a new boyfriend, and the two of them are biconscious and understand the gender political stories of both sides. And as a result of that, the old monoconscious feminazi bitchery and anger at men has gone. The first young woman is still angry at men for the ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, etc. But this anger is offset by her female masculine anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, for example, the big three above and other major gender crimes that women commit against men. For example, half of rape accusations are false, that women are as physically violent with men as vice versa, etc. But because she is now much nicer to her boyfriend due to her new bi-consciousness, she is now able to hold on to her boyfriend and has a much deeper and intimate relationship with him, both emotionally and physically. She says she wished she had learned about Masker's ideas years ago, since it would have saved her a lot of unnecessary emotional pain. During those years, she was a monoconscious feminazi cunt, always lashing out at men. She's now actively converting her other girlfriends to biconsciousness so that they too can spare themselves of unnecessary pain of being constantly rejected by their biconscious boyfriends who don't tolerate monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, who just walk away from them, forcing such women to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 580 plus Mascus flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.